right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Texas, that's at that same number. Sandy Williams is here. You know, Sandy, I was going through some things this morning and in preparation for the show. And yeah, believe it or not, I do go through some things in preparation for the show. we may not get there, but yeah, go through a couple of things. And one of them is, and this is an article in the Hill, and it said Midwest Democrats go all in. And where did my, there it is. Okay, go all in on tough on China approach. So we've heard this tough on China stuff before, Sandy. Democrats running for Senate in the Midwest are embracing a tough on China approach to trade, working to take back a platform that has been embraced by Republicans since President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. In Ohio this week, Representative Tim Ryan's Senate campaign rolled out an ad bemoaning how China is out-manufacturing us left and right and saying America can never be dependent on communist China. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes' own Senate campaign released a manufacturing plan last month and cited China in his call for renegotiating trade deals. Whatever China can do, we can do better, Barnes wrote in the plan. And in Missouri, Democratic Senator candidate Luka Kuntz went on the offensive against the state's GOP Senate field, criticizing them for their ties to China in an ad late last year. In Iraq and Afghanistan, we call that aiding and the enemy, Kuntz, a veteran, says in a 35-second spot. Sandy, are they, do they know what they're talking about? Well, it's great sound bites.
Well, unfortunately, I think in America we have this simplistic view of good guys and bad guys, and we've decided that China is a very convenient bad guy politically for us to point our finger at. And there's no question that China is a very able competitor to the United States in terms of the economic world, and they are competing against us very effectively. But is there something wrong with the country competing against us? I mean, that doesn't make them a bad guy. Are they a communist country?
If they're winning, it makes them a bad guy.
That's right. When they look like they're winning, well, they're a communist. They're a hybrid communist country. They have a great deal of capitalism going. They have a communist government nominally that invests in the capitalist side of their economy. Just kind of like the American government invests in our private side with a $55 billion injection into Silicon's chips or all the tax subsidies we provide selectively to various businesses. Those are all investments. And so I think the problem with this is, and I see no problem with trying to improve the American manufacturing scene so that we can manufacture more and more goods in America competitively with the rest of the world. The question is whether we're going to cost the American public to pay a premium for everything by taxing everything that's done in other countries so that our manufacturers can afford to sell their products at a price which affords them a profit and is more expensive than the products, which is what a tariff does. Are we going to put a lot more tariffs on Chinese goods? We should know that China is inextricably bound in our economy, and the idea that we will separate ourselves from China is a bit like suggesting that we're going to take Milwaukee and get rid of every other street and put it in another community. You can't undo it. It's like a scrambled egg. We have, first of all, every product that has 65 moving parts in it undoubtedly has some parts in it from China. We have whole very important parts of our economy. I've got my Apple phone in my hand. I believe it's assembled in China. All of its parts don't come from China. But Apple would have a lot of trouble figuring out how to do Apple phones if they didn't have the Chinese assembly process. And so would lots of other businesses. So are we smart to beat the drums and get the American public believing that China is an enemy bad guy, just the same way we're beating the drums and believing that Russia is an enemy bad guy? And are we going to balkanize the world and separate it from us and create essentially a Cold War that separates us from China and separates us from Russia? Who knows? India will get into that fold rather quickly, it seems. And do we want to separate ourselves from Africa? I mean, what are we setting up, setting ourselves up for? Or should we be rather fashioning our economy to be adaptable to the evolving world economy so that we can thrive and adapt to the world economy? That's what we ought to be doing.
You know, Sandy, these are Democrats who are taking a page out of Donald Trump's book when he came in and saying the exact same thing.
Well, I think that...
So are they saying, well, he was successful with it, we're going to do the same thing?
Yes, I mean, I think it has to do with the need to be a hawk. I think the American public basically wants their leadership and the people they elect to office to demonstrate that they are against the enemy, whoever the enemy is identified to be. And I think we as a country, unfortunately, find it important to have an enemy or two so that we can identify who we're against. So take Hillary Clinton, a fairly progressive Democrat, but she had to be a super hawk in terms of her view of the world and her view of Russia. And I think that's what people like Mandela Barnes are having to prove, too. They're saying, look, I'm a liberal, but I am a patriotic hawk. Really. I mean, and being a patriotic hawk means that China's a bad guy. We have to do everything we can to separate ourselves from China. We have to, you know, China's a communist country. We aren't talking like this about Vietnam. Vietnam makes all our shoes for, you know, if you want to get some, you want to get some Nike shoes, they're probably made in Vietnam. Are we going to stop doing that?
You know, Sandy, a lot of this is where do the American people even begin to see this as an issue, as a problem. We're so disconnected with China, you know, as far as media and all those things are concerned. Where are the American people going to even find the positive things that go on with our relationship with China?
China is beginning to flex itself in the same way that America or any other major country does when it becomes a major country. I heard today that China is negotiating with the Solomon Islands to maybe have a naval base or at least a
they want to
stopping
put some,
point.
Some military stuff on them.
Well, some naval, at least a naval stopping off point in the Solomon Islands, which incidentally the United States has had for a long time, and which actually was a battleground in the war with Japan. The Solomon Islands were famous battles in the Pacific. I don't think China's acting outside of what you would expect how they would behave in the area that is their hegemony. You know, they are building these islands in the south, the China Sea, that are creating offshore capacity for them to have, I suppose, ships and naval
bases. Does that sound anything like Pearl Harbor?
Well, yeah, but it also sounds like the United States. We have bases the world.
Right.
All over the world. And so our belief is that while we, and I guess it's because we know we're good guys, and we think they might be bad guys, and we only use our bases for good things, although, you know, you might ask some other countries whether that they believe that's the case. So I just think we're blundering down a path of boogeymen that has taken America in some very bad directions in the past and is going to do the same thing. I worry because we're already talking about a bigger defense budget next year under Biden. So we have Democrats now pushing for a bigger military budget, which is going to suck national treasure away from the things that you would think Biden would like to accomplish, like child daycare and the things I find very important.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.